Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one life, when it's one need.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of Bird Brained. My name is Gabriel, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio Medford. Feels good to be back. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely fall day. I think we have a high of 70, which I'm not going to complain about, but, you know, is a little bit off track for the weather we've been having, but, you know, go outside, enjoy the leaves, all of that. Yeah, so that song was One by U2. And I would like to speak a little bit about that song. So U2 is the first band that I saw in concert, and I happen to have the person who took me to that concert here. Everyone, I would like to introduce my mother, Jess.
Hello, fans.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Gabriel.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? Not too jet-lagged?
Not too jet-lagged.
Lovely, lovely. She's just visiting for a couple days. I thought I'd bring her on the show, you know, have some fun, play some tunes. So, yeah, so U2 was the first concert that I ever went to.
It was, and I wanted to share good music with good people. So that's my goal in life.
Why U2, though? It was.
They were big, they were important in the 80s. You know, why not start out with somebody big and important?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Do you have a personal connection to U2, or is it just like a love first?
I saw them several times in concert, sure. Probably at least four times. And that song in particular, my best friend Jenny Farnsworth played at her wedding. It was their first dance song.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that's adorable. That's adorable. All right, well, U2 won. I remember my main memory from that song, they had a stage made out of, like, they had a rocket made out of speakers. It was just incredibly loud.
It was outdoors.
It was in Oakland. I also remember we had a Mini at the time, and the way that we parked is that we, like, slipped through, like, a fence hole. And I don't know if any of you out there have seen the movie The Italian Job, but it felt very Italian Job-esque. All right, we'll stop rambling. This next song is called Porcelain by Moby, which is fitting in two ways. One, porcelain, because my mom is a potter. Go check out Jess Potts. Buy some cool pots. And also, Moby has a special place in our heart, too. We had a dog named Moby. I think named after Moby the musician. Huh, there you go. Some family lore for you. Porcelain, Moby, enjoy.
Yeah.
Alrighty, alrighty. We are back in the studio. Mom, do you wanna announce? Actually, I'll do it. So the first song that we listened to in that stretch of three there was Porcelain by Moby. Again, has some importance, in the life of a potter and in the life of a potter with a dog named Moby. The next song was by Polo and Pan. It's called Magic. And we chose that one. That was kind of our song of the summer.
That was the most recent concert I went to with Gabriel and his sister.
Polo and Pam. My sister Esther, unfortunately, could not be here today. She had to go back to Ithaca. Boo. But that was Magic by Polo and Pan. It samples another song called Magic by a Scottish band. So if that sounded familiar, but you haven't heard that song before, that's probably why. But yeah, that was a blast of a concert. We went. It was Outside Lands in San Francisco. It's a music festival. And
3 days.
3 days. 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, normally you don't think of, like, going to a music festival with your mom. But, like, honestly.
You ditch me. It's okay.
Yeah, but the best moments were jamming out with your mom, like, dancing your brains out. Like.
As we just were now in the studio.
Yeah. Yes. Dancing around.
Which
in the studio.
Leads into your next song.
Music Sounds Better With You, that one?
Yeah.
Neil Francis, Music Sounds Better With You. Classic. Well, it's not really classic. For a college student, I hear it a lot, but it's a good dance hit. Music Sounds Better With You. Heck yes, it does.
Heck yes.
That was the sound of a high five. All right. This next stretch that we're going into is a little bit, how do I describe this? It's a little bit funkier. It's a little bit groovier. That was like, I feel like we segmented our playlist up into a little bit of a dance section there for you all. And we're moving into some grooves. This first song is called Shaquela. It was introduced to me recently by a good friend, Jack Goldberg, who's the head of Fees, one of the most prolific bands on campus here. I would highly suggest, if you haven't, going to one of their concerts. They happen most Thursday nights in a random basement near you. But they're quite fun to go to, and they jam out. And then after that, we're going to flow into Ritual Union by Little Dragon, and Because I'm Me by The Avalanches, and then we'll come back and talk at you. Here goes.
She can knock out Rocky Balboa. In the white, like every single day, I'm just appreciating life. The city sun is so nice this time of year.
If I found love, I'd be bound to find it here.
Speaking of love, this my Shaquilla's right now.
Man, when she fell from heaven, it must have hurt like how.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Shaquilla. Oh.
Ritual, union's got me in trouble. just put on my best pair of shoes, because he's the one that drilled a tongue, honey, that's gone. I just want to know what's wrong with me being long with you.
Sweat the Rango jacket, ball sling, glow, Bronx is only Django. Snap, be a golfer, stopper, that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal lock. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black paint on the Chevy.
All right, welcome back. So right there, we just had Shaquela by Shuey. It's a new song for me, groovy. We had Ritual Union by Little Dragon, which is a Swedish, I believe, dance group. Mom, do you want to say something about Ritual Union?
Well, I introduced this song to Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Many years ago,
and Gabriel said, "This song sucks."
I hated it. I absolutely hated it. You would like play it in the car and be like, "Turn it off, turn it off."
I hate this song.
It was like that and Dog Days by Florence and the Machine. And those were the two songs I couldn't stand. And now I love both of them.
No, you said this song slaps.
Recently?
Yeah. Little Dragon, Ritual Reunion.
Ritual Union.
Ritual Union.
Ritual Reunion is... Reunion. What would Ritual Reunion be? Is that like reaffirming your vows? I guess it would be. Ritual Reunion.
Not you and me. You and
your well, family. Duh. And then that last song was called Because I'm Me by the Avalanches, who were going to play in Boston, but then all got sick. And I know some people who are very excited to go to that show. But I hope that they're feeling better. And if they ever come back, I'm going to see the Avalanches because they're They're vastly underappreciated. I've heard they're phenomenal in concert. But then again, like, just any live music is good with me. But the gift of live music.
Get to live music.
Get to concerts. Especially now that, like, COVID is lower. Get to concerts. Have you been to any concerts recently? I know you have been getting out to the Greek Theater down in Berkeley.
I've been to the Greek a lot. This spring I saw Haim, Sophie Tucker, Brandi Carlile. There's Outside Lands.
Good lineup. Any favorites?
Oh, you know what I'm going to go see at the end of the month is English Beat.
Ooh!
Ooh, maybe we should play some of that.
We could throw some English Beat on here.
English Beat to play. They are old school.
Old school. Old school, gold school? Is that how it goes?
I guess so.
Are you an old school person, Mom?
Way old school. Original.
Hecka old school.
Yes.
OG old school. Yeah. it was actually funny. We found my mom's cassette tapes at the end of summer, and we were listening through some of them. And they were like, they weren't super old school.
Oh, I have one called Beats and Rhymes.
Beats and Rhymes? What was on Beats and Rhymes?
Jam on it.
Jam. Sorry, guys.
Africa Bombada.
Yeah, it's like OG hip hop. Planet Rock.
Good music.
Yeah. Good music indeed. A lot of Bjork on there, too.
No.
Yeah, there was a lot of Bjork.
That wasn't mine.
No, it was made for you, I think, by someone at some point. Steve. All right. This next song is called Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. And how do we? You actually heard of Japanese Breakfast through NPR.
Yeah.
And then we were driving around, and you were like, "Oh, I heard this new band called Japanese Breakfast," and we listened to it. I think it was the song. Quite enjoyed it. Playing it here for you guys now. After that, we'll be going into Khalil Gibran by the band name is Starfucker.
I saw them.
Yeah, actually, you got me a
sweet hoodie from them.
Sweet hoodie. Yeah.
I don't want to say their name on air, but.
Yeah, I feel like it's all right because it's a name, not like a curse. Anyways, Be Sweet, Japanese Breakfast, and then Khalil Gibran, and then we'll bring it back before the end of the hour and do a PSA for you. I'm gonna make you read a PSA, Mom.
Oh,
just so you know. Get ready. All right, Be Sweet, Japanese Breakfast. See y'all soon. And we're back.
Hello.
Hello, hello. That was B-Suite and then Khalil Gibran by Starficker. I won't pronounce it fully, but yeah. That was we were just having a nice little semi-philosophical discussion about the the benefits of sharing music with people. Cause me and my mom we send music back and forth a good bit. Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I feel like
a gift. I feel like, you know, you share a little bit of your happiness with me and I share my happiness yeah. with you and it transports us and brings us together.
True.
It's special.
It is special. It's also a very, like, you were saying, it like creates a very specific image of, like, music both creates an image of, you know, whatever the song is, whatever it's talking about. But I feel like it also creates an image of, like, what someone else is doing. And it's a nice little window into the world. And, like, you know, sometimes my mom will send me, like, dance, like, remixes, which is most of what she listens to these days. Despite
keeps me going in the studio.
Despite the large catalog of good music that she has, she chooses dance remixes, which, you know, it's still good music, just not for me. But she often listens to them while working in her studio, which is in our backyard, and like throwing pots and the like and being creative out there. So whenever she sends me dance hits, you know, it's not necessarily my favorite music, but it's always good to like just know that you're out there and you're like being creative and enjoying it. And oftentimes I love them too. I think just as a I take it back. I like dance remixes and dance hits. I think I just can only do like three in
so
a row.
Much.
Yeah.
We were also, Gabriel and I were talking about going to concerts where you only maybe know one song of that artist, and then it kind of, I always find my jaw drops and my mind is blown.
Yeah.
When I see an artist that I know one song and just realize how much more depth they have.
Preach.
Good
snaps to that. Yeah, I think it's also, I've never been to a bad concert, like, in the way that,
have to wait for Lauryn Hill a lot.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Lauryn Hill took like 2 hours to get on stage. Same with Erykah Badu, something about those R&B queens, but,
because they're queens.
Yeah, exactly, but it's true, like, I don't think I've ever been to a bad concert, because it's just always so much fun to go with someone, or go alone, and just, like, be in the energy of a concert, and dance, and just witness people creating and
immerse yourself.
Yeah, rocking out. Yeah. Alrighty. We are on the back tail of our hour. We're at 11:47:45 for all of you who are wondering exactly what time it was. And exactly what time it is PSA time. So last year I kind of had a bit going because I can't read PSAs all the way through. Like I've done one successfully. I mess up every time. So I'm making my mom read one.
Yes.
Yeah, take it away.
This was selected by random. Just opened the binder. And this is, order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. That's capital P, capital E, capital T, capital A, .org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet?
That's right. Going vegetarian saves animals' lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted here. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA, P-E-T-A, .org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
Dang. Nailed it.
Stumbled a bit.
Nailed it. Eat your veggies. All right, so I think actually we're good on time. We thought that we were going to have to add more songs, but I think we're good to finish out with what we have.
No English beat?
Oh, we could switch to Eddie Vedder for the English beat.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so.
All right, well, anyways, this next song is Blue Moon by Beck, which takes me back to driving up to Tahoe every now and then. And then the next song will be a surprise. It might be Eddie Vedder, it might be English Beat, it might be Wet Leg, or it might be the Rolling Stones. we'll see where it goes. But enjoy.
There's a big heart to greet me. She is mercy at my feet. Yeah, when I see a pin her charm, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again. There's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hard world. Oh, there's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hard world. When I go across that river, she is comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much to Gabe and Birdbrained, name of the show, and Gabe's mom, absolute delight, visiting us from California. That's fantastic. You never know what you're going to get here at WMFO, and that's the best part of this radio station. Anyway, have a great day, guys. We'll see you out there. And yeah, if you like what Gabe was playing, I think you're going to like what